Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Krishna. By Krishna's mercy, we are in the school of the Bhagavatam, and the most important part of the Bhagavatam is which part? Where is Krishna's smile? Yes. So, according to Padma Purana, Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. The first two cantos being his lotus feet, and the 10th canto being his smile, 11th canto with Uddhava Gita being his intelligent forehead, 12th canto the end, and the 6th canto is the heart or chest. And the Bhagavatam teaches us from canto to canto, training us to grow, to be able to enter the 10th canto, to be able to enter Vrindavan, to enter Braj Bhakti. So today we hear Canto 6, Chapter 16, Verse 52. Loke vitatam atmanam. Loke vitatam atmanam. Lokam chatmani santatam. Lokam chatmani santatam. Ubhayam cha maya vyaptam. Ubhayam cha maya vyaptam. Mai chaivo bhayam kritam. Mai chaivo bhayam kritam. Loke vitatam atmanam. Lokam chatmani santatam. Ubhayam cha maya vyaptam. Mai chaivo bhayam kritam. Loke vitatam atmanam. Lokam chatmani santatam. Ubhayam cha maya vyaptam. Mai chaivo bhayam kritam. Loke. In this material world, vitatam, expanded in the spirit of material enjoyment. Atmana, the living entity. Lokam, the material world. Cha, also. Atmani, in the living entity. Sandatam, spread. Ubhayam, both the material world of material elements and the living entity. Cha, and maya, by me. Vyaptam, pervaded. Mayi, in me. Cha, also. Eva, indeed. Ubhayam, both of them. Kritam, created. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this world of matter, which the conditioned soul accepts as consisting of enjoyable resources, the conditioned soul expands thinking that he is the enjoyer of the material world. Similarly, the material world expands in the living entity, The material world expands in the material entity, I would say in your mind, in our minds, as a source of enjoyment. Your mind says, yes, go there, do this, eat that, and you will enjoy. In this way, they both expand, but because they are my energies, they are both pervaded by me. As the Supreme Lord, I'm the cause of these effects, and one should know that both of them rest in me. Herbert? The Mayavada philosophy sees everything as being equal in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Brahman, and therefore sees everything as worshipable. This dangerous theory of the Mayavada school has turned people in general toward atheism. On the strength of this theory, one thinks that he is God. But this is not a fact. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam, Jagat Avyakta Murtina, the fact is that the entire cosmic manifestation is an expansion of the Supreme Lord's energies, which are manifested in the physical elements and the living entities. The living entities wrongly consider the physical elements to be resources meant for their enjoyment, and they think themselves to be the enjoyers. However, neither of them is, if you don't have the book, you will not guess what's the next word. We think we are the enjoyers. Yes. However, neither of them is independent. They are both energies of the Lord. The original cause for the material energy and the spiritual energy is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, although the expansion of the Lord's energies is the original cause, one should not think that the Lord himself has expanded in different ways. To condemn the theories of the Mayavadis, the Lord clearly says in Bhagavad Gita, Matstani sarabhutani na chaham te shavastida, all beings are in me, but I am not in them. Everything rests upon him, and everything is but an expansion of his energies. But this does not mean that everything is as worshipable as the Lord himself. The material expansion is temporary, but the Lord is not temporary. The living entities are parts of the Lord, but they are not the Lord himself. The living entities in this material world are not inconceivable. If some of you thought nobody can understand you, sorry, not according to this verse. Somebody can understand you. They are not inconceivable. But the Lord is. The theory that the Lord's energies, being expansions of the Lord, are as good as the Lord is mistaken. Om Agnadi Mirandasya Agnanjala Shalakaya Chakshurmiritam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Akhanda Manalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. I offer my respectful obeisances to the spiritual master by whose grace the true position of Braja Mandala is revealed. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yasya prasadat agyopi sadyak sarvagyatam rajasya shri chaitanya deva me bhagavan samprasidatu. May shri chaitanya mahaprabhu, the supreme personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me, because by his grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam is a school which leads us to perfection. At the end of this section, here what we are reading is a short class by God Himself, who comes to grant His darshan to Chitraketu. So Chitraketu was, you know, he was a great king. He had a very adventurous life. You know, he had all the wealth but no children. Then he had one child, but then the child died. And by the grace of Narada Muni, he got instructions from Narada Muni, and so he goes and performs sadhana, and as the result of his sadhana, the Lord comes to him. What do you think is the next thing that will occur? Like, are you performing sadhana? Are you performing sadhana? Why do you perform sadhana? What's the idea of your sadhana? Huh? To see the Lord. To please the spiritual master. And what was that? Get purified. Oh, thank you, yes. Actually, sadhana, our Advaita Prabhu, Dr. Edwin Bryant, he published a wonderful translation of the Yoga Sutras, where he proves that Patanjali was a theist, was theistic. He even manages to put Hare Krishna mantra there. So there he translates sadhana. That's the second or third pada of the Yoga Sutras, sadhana pada. So he translates sadhana there as the quest. Quest is what usually was some adventurous journey, usually of a group of knights, group of people united to obtain some extraordinary treasure, something like Holy Grail, you know, Holy Grail, which will change everything. It will change you, change the world. Everything will be amazing. So, quest. Yeah, this is a quest. So, quest is always for something. In the same way, sadhana is always for achieving, getting sadhya. In fact, this is how Rupa Goswami defines sadhana. Sadhana is engaging our mind and senses with the purpose of obtaining love of God, ecstatic love of God. So that's how Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu defines sadhana. Kriti sadhya, sadhya bhava, sa sadhana dida. Sadhana, you know. And this sadhana is this sadhya, this goal is not artificial, it's already in the heart. We just have to uncover, we just have to revive it. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. It's to reveal. It's to reveal love of God in our ecstatic love of God in our heart. So this is the goal. So, dear, who did some sadhana today? Who of you did any sadhana today? And yesterday, any sadhana? Any sadhana yesterday? Okay. So, did you remember that you are doing this, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare? The purpose of that was to get ecstatic love of God. You came to the temple with a purpose to get the ecstatic love of God. And just being here in Vrindavan, which is true for all of you, maybe not all of those who are looking maybe from that camera, I don't know. But at least everybody who's here or in the radio land, Hare Krishna, you are in Vrindavan, so that's already the best, one of the five most powerful elements of bhakti. In the 64 angas of bhakti, this is one element which is repeated four times, residing in Vrindavan. or coming to Vrindavan, visiting Vrindavan, serving the holy Dham. So that's already sadhana. So this is one of the things which attracted me so much to come to the holy Dham. I remember I read many years ago, we had Padma Lochan living here. He wrote this book about the holy Dham. What was it? And so there he included a quote that when you lie down to sleep in the holy, that was about Mayapur, I think, in the holy Dham, in Shida Mayapur, then your lying down and sleeping is counted as offering dandavats. I was quite attracted. I thought, this is very good. This is so convenient. You know, I can just lie down and it's already counted as some sadhana. However, sadhana cannot be performed if you don't set an aim. So, if we did not set, if it not did not fix or decide, why am I doing this? In fact, if I do not decide why am I doing something, that's not even sattvic. It's not even sattvic. It's not even sattva gun. Because sattvic culture means before doing, you ask, why am I doing this? And you say, you declare, Krishna Vishnu Pratyaya Vini Yoga, Krishna Kirtana Vini Yoga. The purpose of this, what I'm doing, is to glorify Krishna, to please Vishnu. And only afterwards you chant the Shastra, you do the Yajna, or you chant your Japa. Before. So that's the culture. That's the very culture, to set the goal. So it's not even sattvic if you do not set a goal. What to speak about performing sadhana. So sadhana, bhakti yoga sadhana, especially we have uttama bhakti yoga sadhana, has to have a goal. So the goal is to... What is the goal? Again, what is the goal again? Yes, love of Godhead. Love of Godhead. Love of Godhead. This is the goal. And oftentimes we think that somehow we have this idea that if I achieve perfection, then I get darshan of Krishna. Do you sometimes think that I can see Krishna? I can meet Krishna? Don't you have this idea? Yes. So, however, this is one of the amazing things in the Bhagavatam. You can see that quite often, like here, you can see Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Garnitai, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Lila Vishaka Ki Jai. You can actually see Krishna. However, then you can see it's not the end of it. It's not the end of it. Oftentimes we think, you know, I remember also before Krishna consciousness, I was looking for nirvana or moksha. And I had the idea that you just, you know, this is a one-time thing, that you just become enlightened, ta-da, and that's it. And you are perfect and it's finished, right? You can do everything, you are at the top, that's it. Did you have this idea? Oftentimes you have this idea. It's a one-time thing, right? Oh, he's enlightened. He is enlightened. That's it. Well, it turns out it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Oftentimes you can see, like here in this purport, following Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada blasts the misconception of, who has heard? Mayavad, yes, the Mayavad. Misconceptions of the Mayavad philosophy. So Mayavad philosophy, why do we call them Mayavadis? What's the problem with Mayavadis? The worst problem with Mayavadis? Yes, so it's not even, the biggest problem is not that they believe everybody is God, because we also have this as part of our philosophy. Achindya bheda abheda tata. It's also half of our philosophy. Problem is they don't have the other half. They have only half. They take only this half. The worst problem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi hi Krishna aparadhi. Why? And why do we call them Mayavadis? So if they just say they are, that everything is one, we are all one, we can call them Advaitavadis or Brahmavadis. And this in itself is not as dangerous or bad or offensive as, I mean, in itself. It might be, maybe not the most intelligent, but it's, or most fortunate, but it's in itself, it doesn't have to be offensive. It becomes offensive when they say that Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes are Maya. That's offensive. Yeah? It's like you have, it's like when you, if if I tell you, you are nonsense. Sorry, I'm not saying this. This is hypothetical. It would be offensive. It would be offensive, right? If I say it's like you don't exist. You're an illusion. All you do is false. You are false. My God, that's very offensive, right? It's like calling somebody a hypocrite. Denying somebody's existence, it's quite offensive. So this is what, or you do something, especially you do something for the benefit of others. Like for example, you, I don't know, make a movie in Krishna consciousness, preaching video, or you write some book, or you do some, and then somebody comes and says, this is all, totally illusory, this is all false, this is all wrong, it's nonsense, it's, you know, it's they deny, decry, criticize something that you try to do something for others, it's disrespectful. So this is what they do with regards to this material world, which Krishna did for the benefit of the conditioned living soul, so we can return back home, back to Godhead. We have a quote in the Upanishad. In the Upanishads, there's a beautiful, interesting statement in the Upanishads, quoted by Vedanta Deshika in his commentary to Ishopanishad. I think this is from Taittiriya Upanishad, where he says that if somebody thinks that God does not exist, what is the result of such thinking? The result of such thinking is that God thinks that you don't exist. And he ignores you. Yeyatha mam prapadyante tanstathaiva bhajamiham. Do you think God is not there? For him, it's no problem. But for you, it's a problem because he thinks you don't exist. And you get lost in his eyes. He does not respond to you whatsoever. So this is the offense Mayavadis do. They say that spiritual form of Krishna is material, that spiritual pastimes of Krishna are material, that the name of Krishna is material. That's why Mayavadis are condemned. So this is Srila Prabhupada's purport that he emphasizes here. So they want to become one with Krishna. They deny the reality of the spiritual rasa, spiritual exchange with the Lord. And so here what we have is a short class by the Lord himself to Chitraketu Maharaj. So Chitraketu Maharaj performs sadhana, then he sees the Lord, and then the Lord gives him a little instruction. So he says, I'm inside, I'm outside. Bahir nrisimho, hridaye nrisimho. Yato yato emita to nrisimho, like we sing in the morning. And now he discusses the energies, his energies, different energies. Then he will discuss what is the illusory, what is the problem when we think we are the enjoyers. So he gives him the true philosophy, personally. And still, you can see that Chitraketu Maharaj, is he going directly to the spiritual world after this? Or is there some more stations? Does he have some more in-between connections before he can reach the spiritual world? So we see he, somehow or other, he has this strange encounter with Lord Shiva and Parvati in the next chapter. Some total misunderstanding on all parts, no reason to quarrel, and they quarrel, or not, I mean, some curses there. Then he becomes Vritrasura, becomes a demon, he has to fight with the demigods. And only after that he goes to the spiritual world. So this is one of the things that was quite surprising to me. Also, when I read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you can see that at every stage, Gop Kumar, he can see the Lord. Even in the beginning, he actually has an exchange, reciprocation with the deity of the Lord, with Lord Jagannath, before that another deity. Yes. And then he goes to Indraloka and he meets whom? Which form of the Lord does he meet in Indraloka? Vamanadev? Yes. Upendra? Vamana is called Upa Indra. Upendra, younger brother of Indra. And then he goes to Maharloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. And at every stage he meets the Lord, personally. And he has to continue. So it defeats this idea that one time you meet Krishna, that's it. So this is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying, don't try to see God, try to act in such a way that God is interested to see you. Yeah? And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also that we have this Mathura washerman who met Krishna. He was one of the first to meet Krishna in Mathura. So Krishna comes to Mathura and he's coming, of course he's coming from Vrindavan, but still he thinks I'm coming from the village, you know. Let me dress like the city people dress. So he goes to this washerman and he says, you have some clothes, can we have some of those clothes? And he becomes angry. He speaks badly. A few years ago, Burijan Prabhu shared his realization about why Krishna kills this washerman. Because did it ever seem to you that it's a little bit overreacting on the part of Krishna, that the guy just doesn't give him, his own, not even his own, the king's clothes, and Krishna kills him? It does look a little bit too much, no, for some little mistake, even a bigger mistake, but to kill on the spot. So Burijan Prabhu shared that if you look in the Sanskrit, that this washerman, what did he do? He called them, you two fools. So he offends not only Krishna, but he offends Dauji. He offends the big brother, Balaram. He says, you two fools. And that Krishna cannot take, Even if he offended him, okay, Krishna could have, overlooked it. But he offends his beloved brother. So off with his head, He does a very masterful karate chop, just and his head is off. Which is very high level of mastery for Krishna. Of course, in Mathura he does a lot of such things when he comes. He comes for, he's invited to take part in the, what do we call it, MMA, Mixed Martial Arts, UFC, Universal Fighting Championship, something like this. And so in the arena, for fighting, you have these huge guys, Chanura Mushtiga, you know, and then slender, beautiful, tender Krishna, with according to Nectar of Devotion, who has such soft skin that you touch the skin with a blade of grass, and there is a white mark. It's so sensitive. And all the women of Mathura say, shame on us, shame on us. This is so shameful that in Mathura we start fighting with this Krishna. How fortunate are the women of Vrindavan? This is such a shame that here we invite him to fight with these professional killers. And Krishna also in the beginning, you know, the whole arena, they see Krishna, and most of them, they feel this is not nice. And so Krishna first addresses Chanura Mushtika, Shala to Shala. He says, gentlemen, it seems that we are not in the same weight category. And some people will object. You know, you can see people are not happy. They say, you are super heavyweight and I'm not even a cruiserweight, you know. I'm what's Krishna's, you know, lightweight or middleweight or something. So it looks like some kind of a mismatch. And Chanura says, Sir, Lord, you are quite right. However, we have heard a lot about your Vrindavan school of fighting. All the masterful fighters sent to Vrindavan ended up dead. We sent Keshi, killed. We sent Agasur, killed. We sent Putana, killed. Trinavarta, killed. All the masters of fighting, dead. So don't you tell us that you are not expert. We have heard a lot. And second of all, you are true. We are in different categories. We are mismatched. But how are we mismatched? We are mismatched because you are the Supreme Lord and we are just ordinary souls. So let's fight. Krishna says, oh, like that. Okay. That's how you see it. All right. So then and then, you know, he gives him a body punch, you know, and he kills him. He just vomits and that's it. And another one, he kicks in the head, and another one, he just rolls and so he quickly kills all of them. Anyway, this is... Krishna's expertise when he goes there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the first one was the washerman whose head was cut off with just one strike. So it is mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that this washerman had been performing austerities for thousands of years, only with one purpose, to get a darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he didn't have bhakti. He didn't do this for the Lord's pleasure. So he does get his darshan. He gets his darshan. Does he make good use of it? Does he? And not only he gets darshan, just imagine, you come for a darshan to Gaur Nithai or Krishna Balaram, just imagine that Krishna Balaram, that Krishna comes close to you and says, hey, can you give me 300 rupees till next Friday? Or just, you know, just give me 300 rupees so I can buy, Rampal or something? Huh? No. It's okay, whatever. Would you like him to do this? Would you like him to take something, to ask something from you? Would that be nice? Would you be happy to give? Or he would say, hey, can you please go buy me a Tulsi garland? I would like to have another Tulsi garland. What do you think? Would you feel happy to go around, buy and bring an offer to Krishna Balaram? Would that be nice? We would be happy. You know, that's the purpose. That's the purpose. Or if you would say that, hey, can you please sing this melody for me? Or, you know, when you give your class, can you please mention this point about not offending the Vaishnavas? I think this should be discussed more in the class. But if he told you something like this, that's the ideal. That's Buddhi Yoga. Yeah? He reciprocates. And here, this in Mathura, Krishna comes and he asks this washerman, please give me, you know, some of these clothes. And he responds by insulting not only Krishna but also Balaram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's dead. He may get his liberation by being killed by Krishna. Jiva Goswami in Krishna Sandarbha says this is one difference between Krishna and all the other avatars, that when other avatars kill, also Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami at the end, that's one of the five special qualities of Krishna. So Jiva Goswami says when other avatars kill, the person gets liberation only on condition that that this person understands or accepts the Lord as the Lord. Otherwise he has to take birth again. He will be blessed, but he has to take birth again. Whereas Krishna, whomever he kills, he gives liberation to everybody. We know that in our first canto, that everybody in Kurukshetra gets liberation. Those who accepted, who knew that Krishna is God, they got Salokya, they went to Vaikuntha, they went to the spiritual world in personal as persons. And those who did not, didn't even accept Krishna as God, at least they got Sayujya. So for us, it's nothing attractive. You're not attracted to any kind of Sayujya. And coming back to this fall down, from being enlightened, this is again something new that most of us have learned coming to Krishna consciousness, that you will, even from Brahmajyoti, even from the stage of liberation, the person falls down. So it's not something unique only to Krishna consciousness or Srila Prabhupada's preaching. I found there is a quote in the commentaries to Patanjali Yoga Sutras from the Vayu Purana where it says that there are, this is 19th sutra of the first pada, Kaivalya pada, bhava pratyayu videha prakriti layanam, that there are some personalities who can get liberation without having sufficient knowledge, but just by some fortunate circumstance. So Vayu Purana says that if somebody identifies with the objects of the senses and merges into the universal elements, the subtle objects of the senses, he is free from 100 manvantaras. One manvantara is 70 chaturyugas, 71 chaturyuga. It's a long time. Then if somebody identifies with the covering of the false ego, he is free from 1000 manvantaras. Somebody identifies with Mahatattva, which is practically beyond, which is beyond the false ego. Then they are free from 10,000 manvantaras, 2 years of Brahma. And if somebody identifies with Pradhan, they are free from 100,000, 1 lakh manvantaras, which is 20 years of Brahma. Is it nice? Is it nice? No. They go back. Pradhan is probably for those Shunyavadi Buddhists who take Shunyavada, Shunya literally. Pradhan, because that's a perfect match for Shunya. You cannot say anything about this. If you don't know Krishna, there's nothing you can say about Pradhan. And even that's too much said. The perfect emptiness. Even that is empty. Anyway, point is, they come back. They come back from there. they fall down. Just as Srila Prabhupada says, just as Bhagavatam says in the 10th canto. only if you know Krishna directly, only if you develop your loving relationship with Krishna, you can go to Krishna without falling down, without having to come back ever again. Only by bhakti, you become who you truly are and you don't have to come back. So here you can see Krishna teaches Chitraketu, who will become Vritrasura, some proper philosophy, how to see the world. Yeah, so here we have Shaktis. Everything around us, you have to see as Krishna's energy, and every living entity, we have to see as Krishna's energy. And in the previous verse, Krishna said that you have to see that he's inside and outside of everything. You have to see Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. So this is the perfect vision of a devotee, to be able to, if you will see everybody as Krishna's energy, if you see everything is Krishna's energy, and if you see Krishna in the heart of every person, will you be offensive? Will you disrespect anybody or anything? If you see that Krishna is, this is also Krishna's part and parcel, and Krishna is in the heart of this person, will you be offensive ever? No. So you can see all the obstacles are going to be removed. If, of course, we have to avoid the Mayavad view, we have to see this as bhaktas, as devotees. Another name is Shakti Parinamavad. We see that everything is Krishna's energy, or transformation of Krishna's energy. And you can see that also Srila Prabhupada, very often he would demonstrate this. How would he demonstrate this? How did he see everything is Krishna's energy? Oftentimes he would say that that this is even matter is Krishna's energy. So what is the proper vision of matter? For comes from spirit. How should you see money? Krishna's property, and therefore to use, yeah, to use it, to engage in Krishna's service, exactly. So Prabhupada, whenever he said this in a lecture, he would say, just like this microphone, it's matter, but we use it in Krishna's service. And when he would dictate his books, he would say, just like this dictaphone, it's material, but we use it in Krishna's service. So he would demonstrate. When there was a light burning or water running, he would come, even in somebody else's property, he would come and stop it, to not waste Krishna's energy, to use everything in Krishna's service properly. So you can see Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated, and he would also mention that Mayavadis who try to renounce, they also, Rupa Goswami says that Mayavadis who renounce everything material, this is palgu vairagya, this is immature, you can even say palgu, it's like almost like a childish vairagya. Childish vairagya. Like Prabhupada tells a story how if somebody gets golden plates and then a thief steals them in the night, and the person is so disappointed that his wonderful golden plates are stolen that he says, that's it, I'm not going to eat anymore, ever. I'm not going to eat. So that's a little childish renunciation. Whereas Yukta Vairagya is Rupa Goswami's version, that you engage everything in Krishna's service, which we like, which means we have prasadam soon. But we should not forget about that. That's Yukta, connecting. But there is also, don't forget that there's also this Vairagya part. You know, they have to be there together, two parts together. And if we follow the instructions here, we will be able, by seeing that this is Krishna's, we will be able to act with proper attitude in Krishna consciousness, using it for Krishna, but not selfishly and not with a dry renunciation or immature renunciation. You know, this is 50 years of ISKCON this year, and that was July 13th, 1966, when Srila Prabhupada registered the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There was one lawyer who was coming to the 22nd Avenue, Goldberg, and he offered that I can help you register your society. So Prabhupada said, okay, so he prepared papers, and so then they went to the notary. And if you see the constitution of association of our society, you can see that we have 14 purposes. So over the years, it was distilled into 7 purposes of ISKCON. But originally, you can see there was 14 points in that constitution. See, it's in our Veda base, Constitution of Association. You can just see under legal documents. Quite interesting. Quite an interesting reading there. So point G, Prabhupada sets as a goal for our society to attempt to save men. That's classic British, means all people. Individually, from the chain of victimization, the ongoing trend in modern civilization, in the name of ideologies of false sentiment, so that man may again be a free soul. That's Prabhupada's purpose, that all of you again are a free soul. Do you want to be a free soul? To act and live freely by spiritual vision. It's not external, it's by vision. This is possible by individual spiritual initiation, diksha, when a man can see everything in Godhead and Godhead in everything. This is one of the goals that you see. And we should also see Godhead in that, right? That's for His pleasure. Time I am. He has come to destroy everybody except you. Yes. So, this is Srila Prabhupada's invitation, and you can see this is his goal. You can also see Prabhupada speaks about diksha as a process, not as a one-time event. You just get a diksha bas, finished. An ongoing process, which is supposed to develop a vision, proper vision, so that you can return to Krishna. In how many lifetimes?
In one,
yes. Not many lifetimes, as you can see, oftentimes happens, but in one lifetime. Which is possible if we have the proper respectful attitude based on this philosophy. Everything is Krishna's energy, everybody is Krishna's part and parcel, Krishna is spiritual, Krishna doesn't disappear by building this world. This world is perfect also if you use it in Krishna consciousness. Om Purnamada Purna Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamade Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Then, this can be our last life in illusion of the material world, after which we do not return. We can be reinstated in our true, who we are, in a become who we truly are in eternity. So these are instructions Krishna gives to help us. Respect, to conclude, maybe I can ask you to do one 5-second exercise. 5-second exercise. To follow what the Lord speaks in these verses. And what Srila Prabhupada said in the Constitution of Association as the purpose of our society. And what the Bhagavatam teaches us, see everybody as Krishna's temple. Sarvam tadhishnyam ikshadvam. Or madhishnyat taya bhavadvi sambhavitam yani 5.5.26. Meditate on everybody as Krishna's temple to have the proper attitude. So can you please look around this room and think that everybody is also Krishna's temple, that Krishna is also in the heart of him, of her, he's also Krishna's temple, Krishna is also in his heart. Can you please look around and at your neighbors and all the people present here? Can you look left? Can you look right? And think Krishna is in the heart of this person and of that person and of him also and of him also. Can you also look there and think of it? Okay. Thank you very much. Please notice everybody is smiling. Whoever has done this exercise is smiling. I think it works. No? I think Krishna's advice works. And then we can advance without unnecessary obstacles towards the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any comment, objection, question? Yes, Prabhu. There on the left, please.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So you were mentioning about the idea of the promised sadhana is that you are blessed. So that reminds me of the verse in Bhagavad, this very famous word, Vananda Mastakya, which is consisting of a very similar word, which is saying before it's like the human body, which is the very means of comfort.
Narayana Namaskriti and Narayana Charanavati.
So it's written in the dictionary, and it's become, there are very interesting explanations for the very true. So it says the act of taking control of country or city through the use of force, like this. Some other definitions, the actual process of conquering something conquered, especially territory and conquering war. And then this one is very interesting. A person whose favor of hand has been won.
Who? A person who?
A person whose favor of hand has been won.
His favor of hand.
Whose favor?
A person whose favor.
Favor.
Or hand has been won.
Favor or hand?
Both. Both favor or hand. Both.
Uh-huh.
That's one part of the definition also is explaining that in the sense of both, it's that so this thing is here. So that reminded me that so we have a Krishna which is Ajit, is unconquerable, but then seriously applied to this sadhana, which is very means of conquest, then we can, how we said, one favor of Krishna, or conquer him even.
Yes,
because
yes.
Because he is conquered only by love.
Yes, yes. Jito jitaya spesitaya strilokam. Yes, this is the verse from Brahma's prayers, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has confirmed as the first correct answer towards the correct way to act. Ramananda Roy said that when you leave the efforts to conquer Krishna and instead engage in pure bhakti by hearing, sthanesita, wherever you are, just hear, then Krishna, although Krishna is unconquerable, he becomes conquered by such a person. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for reminding me that I'm request sometimes because of my routine in our voice, we tend to forget and just becoming to do other things. But then when you reminded of them one quest, you're mentioning nights, also it's then you can get some wisdom inspiration, some strength.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's Advaita Das. Translation. Sadhana is a quest. Yeah. Also, you can see Srila Prabhupada's seven purposes. Even when he was in Jhansi, long before he went to the West, even in his letters, long before, you can see he always began with such, with setting the goals, very clear goals, to educate the humanity at large about spiritual techniques, to correct the imbalance, create peace and harmony. So Prabhupada had always, before starting, he had a vision of what he wants to achieve. He was clear about his mission. I also remember Gopal Krishna Maharaj, some time ago, many years ago, he was asked how to get enthusiasm. He said, you will have enthusiasm when you have a very clear vision and understanding of your goal. If it's your goal and you have a very clear, specific vision, what's your goal, that's when you can have, when you can be enthusiastic to move towards it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Brahmanande, Hari Hari Gaur.